So Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, the witnesses so far haven't proven anything.
The Ukrainians did nothing to, as far as investigations goes, to get the aid released. So there was never this quid pro quo.
He tells CBS's Face the Nation the president only wanted to make sure Ukraine would use the funds appropriately first. But Connecticut Democrat Jim Heim says the manipulation doesn't have to be direct.
Lots of crimes can be committed, and this is typical in corrupt enterprises, by the boss hinting and giving direction and everything.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, the National Security Council's Ukraine expert who was on that all-important July 25th phone call, along with former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine Kurt Volker, will start up the next round of hearings on Tuesday. Also set to testify this week is U.S. Ambassador to the EU Gordon Sondland, who's already amended his prior testimony. Asked if Sondland can be trusted, Himes tells Fox News Sunday.
My guess is that Ambassador Sondland is going to do his level best to tell the truth, because otherwise he may have a very unpleasant legal future.
Steve Burns, WCBS, News Radio 880.